All right, everyone, welcome in. This is yet another episode of Inside City Limits. I am here with the usual crew, the fellas, Mike, Jack, and Trevor. We are previewing the Saturday matchup against Vancouver. We have a couple updates from the training ground, a little update on the weird Josh Yarrow injury sub situation, and then we will get into our match preview. We will talk about our predicted starting 11 and another edition of the unnamed slash named City Limits guessing game. Fellas, do we have any just general thoughts going into the matchup? Is there anybody that you're hoping we see? How do you think it's going to go? Just kind of your vibe going into this weekend?
I'm hoping we see Wallum and Celio on the same side. That's what I'm hoping.
What if I told you that 8 games into the season, Kyle Hebert would be tied for the lead in assists for us?
I would tell you we haven't scored many goals.
That would be very troubling if that was the case.
That's good. I like Kyle Hebert. I've been a Kyle Hebert truther this whole season. He was he was my favorite player coming into the year. As I said,
don't lie to our viewers, listeners.
Missouri State.
You guys have done nothing but hate on the defense all year.
I've hated on the defense. They're going to be really tested
because we're playing Vancouver.
Crazy though.
We're coming off our worst defensive effort.
Yeah. Crazy the flip. Like, Vancouver was good the last couple of years, but it's crazy how well they've been playing this year. So, a little nervous going into the game, but I think expectations are low. Like, around the team right now, so maybe they'll surprise us.
I think that we will start back at the training ground. The squad did go through training yesterday. My BFF Matt Baker was at training as all. We'll have a few updates. Totlin and Horn were training in full. They are kind of up in the air, I think, options as the next game, so at least we might see at least one of those. With Totlin, I just don't know if we would see him play a lot of minutes. I mean, it would be good to see him get back, but I would think, if anything, it'd be like 20 to 30.
When it's a hamstring, I wouldn't rush him back because you don't want to just have that flare up again. And it'd be like, I would rather, you know, take your time. Games like this.
Have you seen our right backs the last few weeks?
No, I agree, but I don't think putting in one right back for 30 or like trying to stretch out Totlin and risking him getting re-injured, I don't think that's worth it when you're going up against a team like Vancouver, who's 6-1-1 right now. It's like, you know, maybe give him that extra week.
So you're already counting us out.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm looking past this game towards the future, and Totlin's health is key for us to win some games. So, like, I'd rather him, you know, be 100% before we stick him back in the lineup.
I'd rather win a freaking game, man.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I'd rather see Totlin for 20 minutes than Olaf stick him out there the first week he's available.
What was the Horn injury? Was that also a hamstring, or was that... I don't remember what that was.
I thought that was a knee, but I could be wrong.
Would you call me a liar if I told you my second guess was a knee injury?
Well, you're both wrong. It's labeled as a thigh injury.
Ah, 0 for 2. Well, I don't know if that's better or...
Knees right there.
It's in the ballpark.
Like,
I don't know if it's better or worse than a hamstring injury, but apparently they were both training in full was the wordage I saw. I also got an update on our favorite center back, Joachim Nielsen. We kind of talked about it before we started recording, but he did not train this week. Big surprise.
Shocker.
Now, I see that he was training just solo on the side.
They were working solo, him and Reed, but they weren't in like the full team participation sessions is how I understood it. They aren't ruling him out for the weekend, and they hope that Reed will be able to join full training, I think it said, in the next couple of weeks.
Love to hear that. Give me some Reed in this. Even coming on as a 30, 40-minute, kind of how he was using Morales I think I'm excited to see Reed back. I know Cole's a bit of a hater of him, but I know me and Trevor are excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him. Where do you get that from? Cole's a hater of honestly anybody wearing City Red.
I think that Reed would be great in this.
Cole likes Leuven and Cole likes Berkey.
And the whole starting 11 of Austin.
Well, it's Vancouver this week. But yeah. I would really like to see Nilsson again. I thought he's been our second best center back so far this year in the time we've seen him.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see him for two more games before he gets hurt again.
That's exactly where I was going to do.
I mean, I'm fine. Like, if we get Reed back and Tallon back, I'd like to see Hebert slide back in the center back position. I think he excelled there so far this year.
I think Hebert's excelled everywhere on the pitch, honestly.
I don't disagree. I just think he played better as a center back.
I think Hebert's probably been our... I think if I said he's been our best player this year, I don't think you guys could give me as much crap as you'd like to. I
think he's top five, but he's nowhere near one.
He's definitely one.
I'd put him top three, honestly. I think he, Hartel, and Kessler have been our best players.
I just don't know if I could put him in the top three.
I think Celio in a game or two will be there, but Hebert's played every game. Has he even been such? Has he played every minute, hasn't he?
No, he got subbed last game.
Did he?
He was Kessler. Kessler or Hebert?
Kessler and Hebert. I was like, those are the guys that seem to have been in almost every minute so far this season.
I think they both been subbed. I know Hebert was subbed.
Kessler has. I think Kessler's played every minute so far.
I think you're wrong.
Try again.
No, he was definitely subbed off last time.
Hartel's also someone who's been out there for a majority of the minutes.
Yeah.
When Reed comes back, if we're like fully healthy, what do we do with Wallum?
Play him in the midfield.
Reed
in the midfield where Celio. He's excelled.
Yeah.
But then where do you put Celio?
Left wing, switch it up here. We can't be doing this wing back shit. It ain't working. But I honestly think
I honestly really loved how the 3-4-3s looked.
Yeah.
For the 20 minutes we get it before he panics and goes back to the block.
Well, yeah, the other one was injury related. That was why.
They don't want to give him any credit, Cole. They don't want to give Olaf any credit for what he's had to endure this season.
Well, Olaf says he's playing the type of soccer with the players that he has available. And I think if you start getting some of these guys back, maybe he can switch it up a lot more than we've seen. You know, as soon as you get Reed back, Leuven back, Alm back, stuff like that. You players like that with that quality, you might be able to switch it up from anything we've seen. You might really be able to go with like a four at the back even and get creative.
I'd like to see him fix his terrible subs before I give him credit for losing four in a row, I guess.
One of the quotes that I saw online was that Olaf said that the team came out with a lot of confidence at training this week, especially with the losing streak that they've been on. He said he was proud of them for coming out with such confidence.
I wouldn't say I'm a hater. I do think he makes bad decisions when it comes to subs, like Mike just said. But I'm glad they have confidence. Maybe they'll... we kind of covered it a lot last episode. I think last game they really didn't look that bad. Should have been 2-2. There's a lot of missed chances per usual with the City game right now. But I don't know. Hopefully we convert chances. If they have that confidence, maybe that'll lead to goals this time and we could surprise some people.
It's nice that you have confidence. The players, where's Olaf's? It's exactly what I just said. He doesn't trust this team. And you guys will sit here and say it's because of injuries when in the first 2-3 games when we didn't have these injuries or have the limited availability. He was making the same mistakes and playing the same way.
What is Olaf said that makes you think he doesn't have belief in this team?
We played amazing in a 3-4-3 for 20 minutes, then he switched it real quick. Because all we got playing was low block because the players I have aren't good enough to play how I want to do it.
See, but you guys are adding the not good enough part.
I mean,
he's the one that's
really have to read into that. to see that that's what he was talking about in that quote.
Something I think that will help the uncertainty is Berkey getting back in between the posts. And it was said that he is getting to the point where he's not participating with the team activities, like in the shooting drills, but he's got gloves on. And he's, I think the quote was not far off. So I don't know how long that means, but we're getting closer, which is good. Thank God. Because I don't think Lunt has been bad by any means, but I think that there's been a couple of saves that Berkey would have made that would have maybe kept us in a game, maybe changed the momentum. I think it'll be nice to have that consistency again.
It'll be nice to have his legs out of the back, too. The defense seems hesitant sometimes to pass Lunt the ball when they're working it through the back. And I think having Berkey back there, maybe some more accurate long balls, it'll help our when we win the ball, it'll help us move forward. Because a lot of times you see us win the ball back and we have nowhere to go, and we just boot it downfield with nobody down there to get on the end of it. So I think having him back there and directing traffic will help a lot.
I can't think of one ball that went in, let through, that I would feel 100% confident that Berkey could make that save.
I think the first one last week he could make a case for.
Yeah, the first one against Columbus? That's the cross the opposite corner where everyone on the defense was ball watching and got caught behind.
Yeah, I think Lunt was a little out of position there.
I think the second one Berkey saves as well. Like, it was a side netting shot, but it was from well outside the 18. And I think Lunt was taking that step towards the near post. I think Berkey's a little bit more on top of the six there and would get to that. But I don't know. It'll just be nice, even if they are making, you know, Lunt can make some great saves because he can stretch out and use his length. But I think it's the little things Berkey does well that'll really help the defense.
I think he also is very vocal in his communication with the defense. Like, he's always fucking screaming at guys, and if they're out of position or a shot gets on that shouldn't, he is very vocal about them being in the right place and stepping up. Not that Lunt doesn't do that, but I think Berkey, you can almost kind of scare them straight a little bit and be on their ass a little bit more than like Ben Lunt can.
You know, I just, if you told me at the start of the season that Ben Lunt was going to start 5 games and we'd only allowed 6 goals, I'd be more than happy with that. That's why I always say that we're missing Totland more than anybody. I think Lunt's played amazing. I'm glad that Berkey's coming back. I'm glad, you know, putting on gloves when you had broken hands is a big step. Especially if you can do it without screaming, but Lunt's been great.
You would believe that we were 1-0-5 in that stretch. Or 1-1-5.
No, I wasn't that low on our offense going into the season. I thought Toysh and Hartel would continue what they started last year.
I bet you.
I kind of hope that Betcher would be back in Denmark at this point, but how many more weeks we got? Do we have a countdown on that yet?
If he scores this week, you're going to have to give another apology.
You don't have to worry about that.
I definitely won't have to worry about it, but I definitely think I apologized a little too early.
Yeah. I think so, too.
You apologized and then he played terrible the next 3 games.
Well, I mean, that's just continuing what he did the first 3 games.
All right. I even had to text and say that I can see where you're coming from. I'm not getting fully on board, but I could see why you're a little frustrated. The other updates was no Leuven, Durkin, or Alm at training. Durkin doesn't need surgery, but it said he was not close to a return. Did we ever figure out what that was? Was it a knee? MCL.
I'm judging it's an MCL sprain based off everything they've come out and said.
It's almost like it's playoff time in hockey. They're just lower body injury. We'll see week to week, month to month. Like, they're not giving a whole bunch of info on it.
I think they said MCL. I don't think they specified what exactly was wrong with it.
Yeah, and it is an MCL, and I'm guessing since it's not a tear, because they says he'll be back in June.
Right? Like, I assume it's a sprain if it's taken a while, but he doesn't need surgery.
It'd be like a micro tear that they don't think needs surgery just yet.
I mean, Leuven and Durkin, I don't even think I need an update from here on out until the update is they're back. I'm just going to assume that they're not with the team.
And luckily,
Alm, I'm surprised, isn't even practicing yet.
I don't know if we're ever going to see him again, to be honest.
At this point, I'd have to agree with you.
Leuven, I don't know if he would, when he comes back, I don't think you can just insert him in the lineup and play 70, 80 minutes, but I don't think it'll be a long recovery. He'll just have to get, you know, his fitness up and stuff like that because it's not an injury or anything. But still no timetable.
I'm going to be sad if we never see him on again. I really enjoyed watching him play the first 2 years.
He's a good player. He just, kind of like Nielsen, he's just not on the field enough.
We lay off Nielsen? We're talking about Alm here.
They both.
Got to get all your Nielsen hate out for the week.
I don't know why you like him so much. He doesn't play. Feel
purged.
You can barely see him on the field enough to like him or dislike him. He's never there.
And like I said, we got it. You got it all out of your systems. You got your. You all got your weekly hate paragraph.
He only plays 34 games in a row. I'm gonna keep hating.
They get five for me.
Hate on Leuven then. Hate on Berkey then. They've been hurt. They're not here.
Leuven's not hurt. This is Berkey's first.
I think you guys are really picking on Nielsen here, and I think it has to do with him being Scandinavian.
Now should we keep the same energy for Alm? Yes.
Oh, another Scandinavian.
We should. That's why I lumped him in with.
The only other update we had was that we got a little more detail on the Yarrow up the situation that happened. Apparently, there was a work. He had gone unconscious when he hit the ground. He denied that and said he was never unconscious. He was evaluated by an independent doctor before being sent back on. Apparently, the league office from New York called in after seeing the video and forced him to the locker room for further evaluation.
That makes sense. They sent him back out there, and when you see the video, it's like, you know, he probably shouldn't be out there. So I see why they pulled him back off, because it was weird at first seeing him go off, come back on, and then go right back out. It's like, what did they miss in that first evaluation? So it makes sense that the league said, hey, get him out of there and stuff like that, just to be cautious. You don't want anybody to be playing with a concussion. That looks really bad on the league.
I'm actually on the opposite side of this. I don't like that the MLS made that call.
Really?
You don't trust the independent doctor on the field to make that decision?
I mean, that's a fair point. I just figured they don't want the league doesn't want a bad look if it. Yes, they just didn't trust the doctors, I guess. I don't know.
I can't believe that Trevor hung up his tinfoil hat. This is big MLS directly affecting.
I'm just used to it at this point. I'm just used to it at this point. Big MLS has been trying to put down City ever since they became, you know, they went 5-0 on the inaugural season. They're like, all right, this can't happen. We can't have this small market team doing stuff. And then since then, it's been downhill.
I will say, very smart by Olaf to make a sub rather than be a man down for 10 minutes that early on in the game.
I saw some people saying online that they could call in and make sure that he gets put off the field, but they couldn't draw a line on their instant replay or get a good enough angle for that Klaus goal.
I think even if they had a good angle, if they had a good enough angle, they still couldn't do anything because the linesman called it offsides and they can't reverse it, right?
Put the hat on, Trevor.
No, they can reverse it. They would just need, you know,
clear
solid evidence.
Yeah.
That's why call it a goal, because it's easier to get evidence to overturn it than it is to.
Big MLS just wanted that Eastern Conference team to win, so.
Yaro said he was catching his breath on the ground. He wasn't knocked out.
I was just closing my eyes.
If he was knocked out, I feel like the players around him would have reacted much differently.
Yeah, true. They were all just kind of chilling. I think they went and got a drink. They got some water. They were chilling.
I also feel like it's pretty clear when someone gets knocked out in any sense, as opposed to, yeah, I believe y'all. I believe you just catching his breath. Big MLS.
Always putting it in.
Little guy.
We'll have to get a class action going here soon.
Next time we're on the wrong end of a VAR review, it's war.
Cease and desist from our lawyers.
If there's another VAR that goes against us, I'm going to like live record my reaction and we can use it as the intro for the next episode.
I thought that was going a whole different, darker way. I thought you were going to impose a threat on the MLS league office.
Yeah, I don't know if we could play that on the podcast.
Let me just edit some words out here and there. Set it in post.
At what point is there so many bleeps in a statement that the statement's just not worth it?
Like, have you guys ever seen the video of Craig Berube before Game 7?
Yeah.
In the locker room? It's just every other word is blanked out. You just can't hear half the speech.
You can't even follow what he's saying.
Oh, yeah, that'll be Trevor. That'll be a good intro, though. In terms of the actual match, we've been on a little bit of a rough stretch, like we mentioned. Four straight losses. The last win came 18th of March against Seattle, that Leuven free kick goal. On the other hand, Vancouver, we kind of talked about it previously. They're at the top of the league, first in points, first in goals for. Their goal differential's at 11 compared to City's at -1. They lead the league in XG and assists. I mean, they're rolling right now. So it might be ugly this weekend again.
Yeah, all their offensive stats are double ours. That's not a good look.
White's been on a tear for like 3 or 4 seasons now. Man, I feel like he's just always getting goals, especially against us.
I saw this. This is the first week that our goal differential officially went into the negatives. We're now -1 compared to theirs is 11.
I mean, that's gonna happen when you don't score for 4 games. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. But I mean, our 5 goals, I compared, they're almost at 20. I mean, it's just insane. Second in scoring attempts, shots on goal. I mean, I think it might be rough. They won last week against Austin, who I think we drew 1-1, right? Or am I remembering that wrong?
We lost 0-1.
Oh, well, great. I was trying to be positive. 5-1 win for Vancouver in their last match. So I
also beat Colorado 2-0 when we tied them 0-0.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I think you can take as a positive here. All right? Those were 2 home games. Their last road game was Toronto, which they drew 0-0. So, you know, maybe they're a home team merchant. Maybe they just love BC Place.
And they like the turf.
Who doesn't?
Or is it BC Palace? So did we ever figure that out? Is it BC Place?
No, it's Palace. Can they
it's Palace sounds
it's
better.
That fancy. It's BC Palace.
It is now.
This says BC Place, so
that's wrong.
Should we just make that the bit that Jack
I just
thinks is BC
you know
Palace?
they're home team merchants, home turf merchants. They can't do it on a real grass field.
Can't do it in America.
You know, 4 of their 6 wins have come from home. Another thing going on Jack's point here, that's a dome, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be getting some weather Saturday.
Can they do it
with
a rainy night
this weekend? Severe weather too. Severe weather this summer, like to the point we might not see the game.
Hey, tornado game, we might be getting some tickets pretty cheap.
Special, and it's supposed to be cold. You know, can they do it on a cold, rainy night in St. Louis?
That's what I was getting at. I'm afraid that might affect the atmosphere, though. You know, we need, especially now, we need home field advantage, and I don't know if we get it with severe weather.
I'm looking into this. If my math is very quick math, but if it's right, they scored 11 of their 17 goals at home. I'm calling it now. Vancouver, home team merchant. They just had a lot of home games. That's why they look so good. They've played 5 home games already.
No road. How many road games?
3.
They have 5 goals.
Don't do the
6 goals.
Just don't.
3 games.
You don't even have 6 goals this season. Am I muted?
Don't give me a pearl. Just tell me what it tastes like.
You know, I'm starting to doubt that you guys realize this is a St. Louis City podcast.
I know it's a St. Louis City podcast.
We're St. Louis City fans.
Correct.
Vancouver's awful on the road. They've only won 2 of 3 games on the road. That's not good. That's bad.
We've won 2 games total this year.
We are defending our place. They're not in BC Place. They're not playing on turf. This is real grass with real weather in the real
world. American grass.
It is American grass. And you guys are going to let these Canadians come in here and take a win? I don't think so. City is going to win this because Vancouver can't play on the road.
Ebert's Canadian.
Ooh.
He's got a point.
But he plays for an American team.
Midwest team.
I mean, guys, just move up north. I bet you guys are picking Winnipeg, too, over the Blues.
Blues in 6.
I mean, if you want to be Canadian so bad, it's right there. Go. Take the interstate. 55 will get you most of the way there.
How far up does 55 go? Like Minnesota?
Who cares?
All right.
He ends in Chicago.
Well, they call it the Windy City. Am I right, Trevor?
The city of walking.
I've been trying to think of one of those Shannon Sharp where you rhyme 3 things and then say Blues in 5. I can't think of one. He's got to write those down before he does them.
Vancouver doesn't play well on the road, and they're on the road. We are St. Louis. That's where the game is. Energizer Park, which I don't like the name of still. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. You can't sell me on that one. City Park is way better.
City Park definitely is better, but the big Energizer sign out front looks nice, and it's extra income, so maybe we can actually get another DP or something.
Let's Google that I-55 does into Chicago.
Damn. You can't really even get that close to Canada, so.
Okay, it's just across a lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lake. One of those small lakes they have up there.
Do we have any more notes about Vancouver's performance on the road, or should we get into our lineup predictions? Any other final thoughts?
One more final thought. This is the second time this year we're playing the current MLS Golden Boot winner.
God dang it.
I just, you know, we might see a rotated side, too. They've got Miami in the Champions Cup on Thursday.
Damn, really? I didn't realize.
They're playing right now.
That actually might mean it.
No. Next Thursday. I said Thursday because they're going to hear this on Friday and think it's Friday, and they'll know what I mean by Thursday.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with them this weekend?
They might rest some. I figured they'll play their best 11 this week.
They might rest some starters. It's Miami, but, you know? You got to play your full.
That would be next week they would rest starters.
Who does Miami have? Who cares?
But you still got, I mean, that's only 5 days rest for a semifinal match. Or are they in the quarters? Where are they at? I think it's a quarterfinals.
I think we'll see their full strength.
It's a semis.
I think we'll see their full strength.
You know, they got to go back up north. BC Place, that's 2 time zones away. They might rest some starters.
They might rest some starters.
Oh, that's a rough leg. I didn't even think about that. Vancouver to Miami. Ew, that's some travel right there.
They fly private?
Doesn't matter. Time zones are time zones.
It's like 18-hour flight still.
Air Canada sucks.
I'm not counting on them to rest their entire starting 11. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying they might be a little more cautious with their players if they've got to play again in 5 days against one of the best teams in the in the continent at this point.
All right, well, let's get into the lineups.
And they're bad on the road. Did I say that yet?
I think we covered that, even though they won 2 out of 3.
They're bad on the road. They've got another game in 5 days against a team that's probably maybe a little bit better than us.
It's supposed to rain.
I would also like to piggyback off Jack's point, Cole. Did you know they're actually pretty bad on the road?
Yeah, I heard they haven't won all their games on the road.
They've only won 2 out of 3.
Some would say home field merchants.
I wonder what our home record is.
We're not worried about our records. We're talking about Vancouver.
Yeah.
This is a St. Louis City podcast.
Yeah, but we're talking about Vancouver, their opponent.
Fake laugh.
I mean, do I gotta write this stuff down for you guys?
First fake laughter.
That was the worst fake laugh I've ever heard.
And the answer to Mike's point, we're 1-1-2 on the road. That's one win, one draw, two losses. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant, at home.
Oh, okay.
One win, one draw, two losses. Two goals scored, three allowed.
Well, you know, keep the It's a City podcast for our score predictions. I'm sure you'll have fun with some bodies.
Can I guess?
Yeah, I told you. It's no wonder I can't get a media pass. Everyone else is anti-City.
Don't say everyone else. Look at the score predictions.
Everybody's pro-City.
I just want to say this is a Vancouver preview pod, and Trevor was already talking about LAFC. That's how much he believes.
I have not mentioned LAFC once.
You kind of did.
So Lawton goal.
I'm good with Lawton goal.
He's talking about next week, which is LAFC. That's why I said that, guys. I didn't mean he said the words LAFC.
All right.
We got it. Come on. Okay, we follow.
I actually didn't follow, so I'm glad Jack cleared that up for me.
Yeah, let's just roll the 3-4-3 he put out last week.
Like Lunton that. Goal. We got who do we got at center back? Obviously, I think Kessler. He does the same.
Yaro Kessler.
What about a Bumgarnel instead of Yaro?
I think Bumgarnel does get to start at center back.
Oh yeah, I think it's Kessler, Yaro, Bumgarnel.
Yeah, I think Hebert's going to be out on the wing.
Hebert's going to be out in the midfield on one of those wings. That's what we did last year. I don't think he's going to change it this much, other than he needs to swap Hebert and Wallum.
Is that what we're going with? We're going Hebert, Wallum out on the wings? We're very consensus, because I agree. I think we'll see more of the same, as long as, you know, like if Yaro's good.
I would love to see a JGR or a Wenzel.
For the 20 minutes he lets it has worked. Yes, we did score in the 3-4-3 last game.
I would love to see a Wenzel or even a JGR instead of Yaro. But I'm definitely fine with Yaro.
No shot.
Yeah, I didn't say it's going to happen. I just said I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, Yaro seems to be perfectly healthy. That Mini MLS pulled him out of the game. So,
exactly.
I also wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if it was a Nilsson start sub at halftime.
I think it'd be the other way around. He would come in later in the game just because you don't want to risk like an early sub if he can't go.
Yeah, but then you got to worry about using two subs in one time and at the end.
That's true. Yeah. Then Hartel and Morales.
Because I think if he's healthy, I think Nilsson over Yaro is going to happen.
I'd agree.
Yeah, it'd be good for two games.
You know, I'd like to see Hebert on the right side. That side has been awful.
Hebert and Wallum need to switch because Wallum needs to be on Celio's side.
Yeah.
And I swear to all that is holy, if I see a Watts on the right, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to turn the TV off.
You'll see him at about 60 minutes. Don't worry.
I better see him in the midfield, not on the right.
Oh, no. He'll have gone back to the low block by that point.
I'm just filling in the striker. I feel like
it's
pretty. Klaus Celio toy shirt, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought toy shirt was working on his fitness.
He started last
week. I saw that.
I think that means more of going for the full 90.
I would so much rather it be Celio, Klaus, Ostrog.
I feel like Ostrog would be in for Celio if Ostrog started. And we've gone over the Klaus Toy Shirt duo is our best striker duo.
Toy Shirt just can't. I mean, nobody can, but Toy Shirt just can't fucking finish chances. That one last week was bad.
Klaus can finish.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Man, can you guys give these guys anything?
Dude, I wish his
four games. First... We're talking about how we didn't score a goal. We score a goal, and it's barely. Like, come on, give him something.
I was excited to see him score. That was cool. That was a good moment for sure.
Yeah, but you all wish. I mean, everybody knows that you wish his shot went in initially. That went off the bar.
Yeah, that would have been.
That
sick.
Was a banger.
Hey, they don't That's ask the how. They ask how many.
No pictures on the scorecard.
Honestly, I think that was our most agreeable lineup prediction. Just to kind of run it back, we have a 3-4-3, Lunt between the posts, Kessler, Bumgarnel, and then we're not sure on the third whether it's Yarrow or Nilsson. If Nilsson is healthy, I think he'd be in, but I could also see Trevor's point of waiting till the second half. Wallum and Hebert out wide, hopefully Wallum with Cilio on the left, Artel Morales in the middle, and then Klaus and Toyster joining Cilio up top. That sounds pretty good to me for the availability that we have.
It's only our most agreeable because we didn't have a podcast when with our last coach, who I'm not going to name.
Yeah, that would have been an easy game. You just look at it last week.
Not a big Hackworth fan, Jack?
No, our last actual coach. Interim doesn't count.
Nice.
That was rude.
I want Hackworth back.
You guys defending Hackworth instead of Nilsson is crazy work. I mean,
you must forget how last season ended. You have to forget how last season ended.
We went on absolute heater
last week.
Hackworth didn't have enough Bundesliga experience. That's why he doesn't have the job.
Betcher's like top five in our career goals list because of last season.
As soon as he's going to be in Denmark. Eating pickled fish or whatever.
Every time he misses, I think of send him back to Denmark. I can't get it out of my head.
We're gonna start countdown. Is it up at the end of June? Is that when his loan's up?
Yeah, I think June 31st.
If he scores a hat trick this weekend, will you buy a Betcher jersey?
I don't think there's 31 days in June.
It is July 31st.
I know that it's 31st.
If Betcher scores a hat trick, all of us will play golf at Gateway on my dime.
Oh, lock it in.
I'm talking peak time.
$108.
Oh my God, that's like a $500 bet.
Peak time. I kind of want Betcher to start.
I'm totally confident that Betcher's not getting anywhere near a hat trick.
Imagine if Betcher has two goals. How much Jack would be sweating?
Oh, he's going to be puckering. He's going to be so worried.
Yeah, I don't foresee that happening in the future.
Yeah, Betcher went to SLU. You know that, right?
He's a Billiken.
I mean, Columbus's goalie went to SLU, and according to you guys, he let in the softest goal you've ever seen.
June 30th.
No one said softest
I was goal right that it was the end of June. Yeah, that's when Betcher's loan ends.
How many days until the end of June?
We do, however, have an option to buy.
Oh, if we buy that option.
Can't wait to exercise that.
74 days.
74 days. Count it down.
You need to make a Twitter account and just tweet every day until Simon Betcher gets sent back to Denmark.
And then,
I really want that media pass.
Yeah,
sure. That would be hilarious if Simon Betcher blocked your media pass. That would be so funny.
Put in a word to the people upstairs.
Well, I came with Cole as one with his Nilsson hate.
I mean, I'm not venting my frustrations to the PR people in the press box. They're not actually listening.
Didn't say send Nilsson back to Sweden.
Yeah, I'm not asking
I
for it.
I basically have. Oh. All right, let's get to the game that I'm clearly dominating in because not only am I the best City fan, I'm the smartest.
One of your points was for a City draw.
No, it was for a City no goal score.
All right.
That's hater material.
Jack
Speaking
is
of
leading.
Hater material.
Bryce, go, Trevor.
Cole, you go first.
Well, I'm saying Jack is leading the City Limits guessing game trademark. 4-2-1-0 is the leaderboard. Jack, myself, Mike, and Trevor still at last. Hasn't moved.
How much does Trevor have? 10 points?
Shut up. Shut up.
Settle.
Oh.
Settle. Zero.
Yeah, Trevor, it's most points.
It's not like golf.
Trevor thinks we're playing golf.
Hey, guys, Trevor thinks we're playing golf.
It's not like golf.
Speaking of city haters, Cole, what's your prediction?
Do I have to go first?
Yeah.
Yes.
I went 2-1 Vancouver.
This guy stinks.
I don't think that Saturday is going to be the day that everything turns around. I think that we're playing a very good team with a subpar road record, I will admit. But I think I don't think anything's changing this weekend.
2-0-1 is not a subpar road record.
It's a bit. I'm playing into the bit. They're bad on the road. They're turf. What do you say? Turf merchants or whatever the fuck he said.
He just said home merchants. Yeah, I said home field merchants, but I like turf merchants better.
Messi won't play there.
Exactly. 2-1 Vancouver. White is the man of the match for our one pity goal. I'm thinking it's like 2-0. They score at the end. I'm going Konrad Vallum.
I love it. I love that pick. I had him scoring last week before Olaf destroyed the lineup that was working. So it worked.
It's been 20 minutes. It's time for a change.
All right. I'll go next. I, of course, have yet another St. Louis City victory. And we're going with 3-1. I'm going to say the dam just collapses.
What I was saying last week.
Three goals, it's because of that.
And at the start, it looked like I was right when they scored in 8 minutes.
Three goals, one let in because Vancouver, although they are turf merchants and this is grass, very different. Brian White is an amazing soccer player, and he will probably get a goal past us at some point. But I think, believe it or not, he's probably deserving his, 80th man of the match. But man of the match will be the one and only Kyle Gobert's Hebert. But I'm gonna say the goals are spread out and Hartel gets one.
So it's 3-1, but a center back is going to be man of the match?
He's going to increase his lead in most assists with 3 assists. And that's how he gets man of the match. Maybe he gets a goal himself. Who's to say? But I'm going to bet more on Hartel getting a goal than Hebert.
I'd agree with that take. Hartel's probably going to get a goal instead of Hebert. I have a 2-1 City victory. Man of the match prediction is Hartel, and Hartel is also my goal scorer. I think he has a huge game.
I got 1-0 all caps. And I know what you guys are thinking. You don't think the best in the league scores a goal? Well, think about this. What happened last time City defense was terrible against L.A.? What happened the next game? You guys remember?
We won 1-0.
They shut down Seattle. It's going to happen again, especially against turf merchants I heard suck on the road.
They got bailed out by a free kick goal.
I was talking specifically about the defense. Okay, Appreciate the hate from the Vancouver fan. I got Klaus scoring, Klaus man of the match. He's building something, Cole. He's building a MLS golden boot.
Real slow start.
He's just getting warmed up when the weather gets warmer.
Ever heard of the tortoise in the hare?
Yeah, all right. I think that is our cue to shut it down for this episode.
Hare's like a rabbit.
Thank you. Yep, we got it. Thank you, everyone. If you're listening this long, we appreciate everyone listening. Go follow us on Twitter at ICLpod at C Sutton City. We will talk to you guys after the loss against Vancouver this weekend. And until then, let's go, City. Hey.